Let's look ahead to next bank holiday Monday's Nature on One, presented by our very own Eric Dempsey sitting in front of me now. It's all about a moth called the White Prominent, the mysterious tale of the White Prominent, thought to be extinct in Ireland for over 70 years. We all know Eric as the bird man, but he's also interested in moths. And when he first got interested in moths, he bought himself a book, The Concise Guide to the Moths of Britain and Ireland. And he read all about moths. And in that book, he discovered that the White Prominent was extinct. And that's where we pick up the story.
Browsing through the pages of the Concise Guide was a revelation. I was astonished by the mind-boggling variety of species that could be seen, even in our own garden in County Wicklow. I was also struck by some of the beautiful names of the moths within that book. There was a garden tiger, a small elephant hawk moth, a peach blossom, and a true lover's knot, as well as a very drab brown one called the uncertain. As I turned the pages, I was struck by one entry on page 86 that simply read, White Prominent, Ireland, extinct. Extinct? Ireland has lost a species of moth? Why was I surprised? I was ignorant, but I was determined to find out more. So, I began researching the White Prominent, and to my absolute amazement, I learned that, having been declared extinct over 70 years beforehand, the White Prominent, like Lazarus, has risen from the dead and had been refound in 2008 in one small area of South Kerry. I'm on a mission to find a living, breathing White Prominent.
When En Post asked me to paint something for the endangered wildlife, I knew I wanted to do an invertebrate, and I spoke to a friend of mine, John Fogarty, who knows everything about anything, and he said, do the White Prominent. Usually it's quite difficult to find subjects to paint, or you're picking and choosing which subjects would be more suitable for the stamp. And he sent me over a photograph. The minute I saw the photograph, I just knew it would be the most perfect stamp.
Siobhan Doherty is a wildlife and botanical artist. In 2021, she was commissioned by En Post to contribute to a series of stamps celebrating Ireland's rare species.
The original photograph was the White Prominent moth sitting on bracken. Immediately I was struck that it looked like the Irish flag. You know, you had this really beautiful green and this beautiful white moth sitting on the bracken, and it had these little orange hearts on its wing. So, and the moth was actually sitting there, and it was very bright. So ideal, obviously, for an Irish stamp. It almost looked like it was wearing a fur coat. It was this really lush white thorax, you know, beautiful, beautiful white thing. And then these, like a cloak. It wasn't just wings. They were like a cloak with these lovely little markings of, you know, orange and tiny little dark spots on it. And against the green background, obviously, that was the Irish thing. And luckily, En Post agreed with me straight away when I said, how about this?
Well, all I can say is, because I've seen lots of your paintings here and I've looked through your notebooks, you create wonderful representations of the natural world, and it's a real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
That's the mysterious tale of the White Prominent, presented by Eric Dempsey and produced by the Mooney Goes Wild team. It'll be broadcast right here on RT Radio 1 next Monday afternoon. It's a bank holiday at 3 p.m. And of course, we'll be back on Monday night with the regular panel. That's pretty much all we have time for tonight. My thanks to our researcher, Michelle Brown. Visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. Until next time, goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Mooney Goes Wild is presented and produced by Derek Mooney.
Email mooney@rte.ie.